This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It takes guts to title your new CD The Phenomenal Ruthie Foster, a play on earlier titles such as The Fabulous Johnny Cash, The Electrifying Aretha Franklin. But at age 43, Ruthie Foster jokes that she's ready to step into what she calls her phenomenalness, and she sings like she means it.
We're speeding down the road on the countryside, y'all. We're speeding down the road on the countryside. We're speeding down the road on the countryside. Blue lights flashing, got nowhere to hide.
Ruthie Foster is from the tiny town of Gause in central Texas. She served a stint with the U.S. Navy and sang in what she calls a badass funk recruiting band. She was signed by Atlantic Records in New York, a contract that went nowhere. Then in 1993, she went back home to Texas and started recording albums there.
Woo, just wouldn't let me go now.
Ruthie Foster remembers discovering the thrill of performing at a very early age.
I have to say, when I was in elementary school, I had my own variety show when it was milk break time.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I had the Ruthie Foster show during milk break because I'm lactose intolerant. So what I would do is just have my little show while my friends would drink milk. I would sing, I'd tell a joke, and then I'd sing a little bit more, and then I'd ask questions, and then pretty soon milk breaks over and we go back in.
What would you sing?
I would sing Glen Campbell songs. Yeah. And because I didn't really know the words, I would just kind of make them up. La la my dirty clothes. You know, just kind of make things up. Kind of a Buckwheat meets Ruthie show. Yeah.
And the kids clamored for more.
Yeah, they had a good time. You know, I didn't have anyone walk out on me.
You want to save your survival.
When did you first realize that you had a voice, a powerful voice?
In church, when I was about 14, I had a solo in the song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. We had practiced this in choir rehearsal for a while, and I never would sing out. I'd sing really, really timid and soft. But something happened once church started and we were all there and it was time to do this solo. I had a talk with my big mama, that's my grandma. And big mama was always a real supporter of me being, when I stand in front of people to act intelligent and speak intelligently. She had said something to me before going to church that day. And it was something like that. And I remember looking over at her, sitting in the amen corner. You know, you got these women that sit in the amen corner. They sit with the hats and the fans and the handkerchiefs. And I remember hearing the piano kick in. My uncle looks behind me and he tells me it's time to stand up. And Big Mama did this thing where she just kind of leaned forward and looked at me. And that, I think that's when it struck, I need to sing, and I need to sing out.
And did you sing out?
I sung like I didn't know I had a voice until that day. And Big Mama always told me to aim for the double doors, baby, because we didn't have a sound system. You had to sing over your cousins, your aunties, your uncles, and the piano. And that was a lot of sound in these old churches. So I sung out. I aimed for not the doors, but I aimed for that driveway at going into the church. And I had cousins turning around, looking at me sideways. Where did that come from? And Big Mama, it was just so cool to look over and see Big Mama's big old grin. Then she leaned back in a chair.
She knew you could do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's like, all right then.
Can you sing some of it for us now?
Some of Pass Me Not?
Yeah.
Ooh. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. And it goes on and on.
That's a slow song for a kid to try to wrestle with.
Tell me about it. They have to have a whole lot of breath behind that one. Yeah, it was a big song, but maybe that's why I took it on. Yeah.
Huh. That must have been a great moment.
It was. Still is. You just took me back there.
Oh, oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face? What don't you mind?
You do a song by the old blues man Sunhouse on the CD, People Grinning in Your Face. Now, is this true? It was recorded in a bathroom?
Yeah, we, me and my producer, Papa Molly, and the engineer, I think we grabbed somebody else who was having lunch in the studio, and we just crowded into the bathroom, did some stomps and claps.
And why the bathroom?
It just had these great acoustics, you know? Don't bathrooms always have great acoustics? That's where a lot of us sing.
Yeah.
And I did all of the vocals. I'm doing all of my own background vocals.
Try and beat you down. Oh, but bear this in mind.
How did you happen to choose this song?
I think I loved it because of the a cappella. The way that Sunhouse did it was just a cappella. And I loved that because that was the way we would start devotion in my old church. You know, devotion didn't start with music, it started with just singing and clapping. And sometimes just foot stomping and singing. Really simple.
This seems like a song that would be a lot of fun to do live, maybe in a small, dark club, and just knock people's socks off.
You know, I see a lot more folks out in the audience who sing, they're singing with me. It's such a beautiful thing when a crowd grabs on to a song like that. You know, it's honoring the memory of Sunhouse at the same time. It just makes me full to hear that, to see that happening.
What does that sound like on stage for you?
Ooh. Yeah, it sounds like prayer. It just opens everybody. You can see, you can feel the spirit of everybody opening right up. Even people who don't even sing. I've had people come up to me and grab my hand and they say, I'm not a singer. I'm really not, but I sung tonight and girl, it felt good. You know, I love that. People discovering their own spirit.
I didn't know I could sing harmony, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, Ruthie Foster, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face?
You can hear more songs from the CD The Phenomenal Ruthie Foster at npr.org.
Your mind.